Okay, good morning.
Honestly, it's going to be a gorgeous day, dude. Have you been outside this morning? Damn.
Man, I actually got a tan coming into work this morning. It was great. That's how nice it is out there right now. Unbelievable.
You must have went into an indoor tanning place that's open at 6 in the morning.
Looking hot, bro. Hey, we got to keep her moving. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR when it comes to getting your vehicle fixed up. Nobody better. Trust me. Not a problem. Anyway, yeah, AIR, they got you covered. So Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, are releasing their new songs and everything. Actually, we got a new song and video Friday. They details their next album, titled 4, and tour. The River Is Rising is the new single. Slash says, quote, there's two or three songs on the record that were written during the pandemic. Everything else was written before. The River Is Rising was one of the last songs I wrote before we started pre-production. And because it was so fresh and has a certain groove and energy to it, it was the first thing we really attacked. It's the newest song on the record. And Miles Kennedy says that the lyric ultimately explores how humans can be brainwashed or indoctrined by some sort of dangerous idea. Once we shot the demo back and forth a few times, I personally felt confident we had an album opener. To me, it's the most important track. That's a high praise out of song right there.
It's pretty exciting. Some new music from Slash. Hey, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Is that Slash's real hair?
Yes, that is his real hair.
It is his real hair,
yeah. Yeah,
I'm not sure if I've ever seen him without the top hat.
Yeah, he's done a few interviews without the top. He usually has some kind of hat on. It's not always just the top hat, but yeah, he's a hat guy.
How about the glasses? Have you seen him without the glasses?
Once or twice. Not a lot. Yeah. When I got to meet Slash, so I did an interview with him many years ago. I had a great chat. Super nice guy. When I got to meet him, he had the full, gear on, sunglasses. He wears that, all that. That's kind of his shtick out in public. But what sucks is when I took the first photo with him, I blinked. All right. So we got to do this meet and greet thing. I said, Slash, I'd love a photo. He's like, yeah, come on in. We took a photo. Well, I blinked and I'm like, no.
You look like a moron.
My one shot was Slash. So I conned my way into a meet and greet later on that day before the show. And he's like, wait a minute, didn't I already see you earlier? I said, I blinked in the photo. He's like, it's fine. So I threw my sunglasses on for the next photo with Slash. So even if I blinked, we're good. We're set. So yeah. So I have two photos with Slash. One that's awesome and one that sucks. One that sucks. So yeah. Yep. Yep.
Get out of here. Kid.
Hey, you already took your photo. You get out of here. It's not my fault you blinked, you idiot. Anyway, The River Is Rising will be included on their new album, 4, which will be out February 11th. It will be available in numerous configurations, including deluxe vinyl box set, CD box set, and a cassette set, which is something we're seeing more of as kind of this whole vintage-y thing. The deluxe set is limited to 500 copies, as in a lot of extras. Pre-orders will be taken on slashonline.com. So if you are a fan of Slash, which you should be, that is available soon, February 11th. So don't miss
out. Good news on a Monday.
Yeah, right. Not bad. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, October 25th, 1964, the Rolling Stones made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Obviously, Ed Sullivan had an amazing program, featured a lot of artists that made their TV debut on there. But it's also very funny. And I always talk about this because Ed Sullivan, very straight-laced. He had that high-top haircut, very well-put-together suit, tie, very by the book, all right? He tried to...
you got the Rolling Stones coming on to...
He had the Stones out there. The Beatles were on there. And I think I remember reading somewhere, like one time when the Beatles were on, like they had to halt taping for like 15 minutes after the introduction because the crowd wouldn't stop screaming. Unbelievable. Ooh. Yeah, they're like, okay, everyone calm down. Calm down. There's people fainting in the stands. I don't know why, but anyway. So there you go. That is what happened on this day in rock history and your rock news for a Monday. We're going to be back with more. Of course, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. It's the Plan B Morning Show.